Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. I'd like to share some news with you. I've just signed on to become the Chapters Indigo Trusted Advisor for the Food and Drink Books category. And as one of the largest bookseller chains in North America, the company also owns stores such as Kohl's, Smith Books, The Book Company, and Prospero Books. I'll be recommending my favorite titles each season, which will be featured in the stores and on the bookstore's websites and promotional materials. And of course, I'll share my picks with you, including this first set below that I've suggested for the holiday season. I can't imagine a better pairing than reading and drinking, and that's, to me, the recipe for happiness in life. In other book news, a number of people have emailed me since the last newsletter to ask where they can get signed copies of my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over. I'm happy to mail you a signed bookplate that you can affix to the inside cover of your book if you'd like to personalize it either for yourself or as a gift for friends or family or work colleagues. So just email me via the website, natdecants@nataliemclean.com. And no matter where you live, you can order the book online from major retailers at the links on my site. I've added a few more favorite restaurants to my list, including Benitz Bistro in Ottawa, where we had a fabulous meal recently. And speaking of Ottawa restaurants, don't even think of dining out in the city without the new edition of Capital Dining by Anne DeBrise. Enjoy the best spots to eat, both casual and fine dining, as vetted by the capital city's leading restaurant critic, who has impeccable taste, I must say. There are more than 150 reviews in Anne's book. In future issues of the newsletter and podcast, look for features on bottles to cellar, insider tips from sommeliers, Tetra Paks, and choosing a house wine. And as usual, if you'd like more news and events and gossip, and the wine picks themselves, please do visit my website at nataliemclean.com and sign up for the free e-newsletter that goes out monthly. This month's delicious recipe for slow-cooked roast beef with a half bottle of wine and 20 cloves of garlic that you'll find on the website comes from Kathy Casey, who's an extremely talented food, beverage, and restaurant concept consultant and food writer in Seattle. I'd pair this dish with the 2004 Rosemont Hill of Gold Cabernet Sauvignon from Australia. Check out more of Kathy's recipes, including sexy baked olives and feta cheese, billowing strawberry poppy seed layer cake, and others by searching on her name in the recipes section. You can also search for more recipes for hors d'oeuvres, appetizers, entrees, breads, and desserts from other chefs and writers now on the site. And you can also submit recipes to be considered to be included in the site, newsletter, and podcast. Our wine words of the month. The first word of the week, or month, I should say, is peak. A subjective evaluation of when a wine reaches its prime for drinking. This is usually expressed as a year or range of years rather than, say, this Thursday night at midnight. The second word is residual sugar, which is the unfermented grape sugar in wine, and it's measured in grams per liter of wine. The more residual sugar, the sweeter the wine. You can find more definitions in the wine glossary on the website. I do try to answer as many questions as I can in the frequently asked wine questions section of the site. As well, in Red, White, and Drunk All Over, I tackle many aspects of wine from grape to glass, how it's made, marketed, matched with food, consumed, and cellared. And now for our story of the month, which is books and bottles. You'll find all my favorite drink books, and food and drink movies posted on the website. But I'm just going to mention some of my favorites right now. Starting with Adventures on the Wine Route by Kermit Lynch. Wine writer and merchant Kermit Lynch takes a delightful romp throughout France in search of wine with soul. I think it's one of the best books about wine ever written. The next book is Harmony on the Palate, Matching Simple Recipes to Everyday Wine Styles by Sherry Darling. Harmony on the Palate and Plate by Ontario wine writer Sherry Darling is essential for those who, like me, believe that wine is meant to partner with food. However, with such a dizzying array of wine and cooking styles today, the challenge of pairing them can become quite complex. Sherry solves the matching dilemma by giving concise, practical tips. Classic Cocktails, A Modern Shake by Mark Kingwell. Mark, a philosophy professor at the University of Toronto, takes a literary and historical approach to cocktails in Classic Cocktails. He's great on ferreting out fascinating ties between cocktails and culture, art, film, and literature. Whip yourself up a Whiskey Sour or Tom Collins and enjoy. Hugh Johnson's Pocket Wine Book, 2008, by Hugh Johnson. Hugh Johnson's Pocket Wine Book is an invaluable book to have when you want to know when your wine is prime for drinking. This book notes the pink drinking years for most of the world's cellar-worthy wines, and it's a handy guide to keep in your pocket whether you're in the liquor store or your cellar. Keys to the Cellar: Strategies and Secrets of Wine Collecting by Peter D. Meltzner. Peter covers all the basics in creating and stocking a cellar, whether you have a modest budget or you're ready to build a den of Dionysus. I like his tips for avoiding costly mistakes and his solutions to common challenges. The Accidental Connoisseur: An Irreverent Journey Throughout the Wine World by Lawrence Osborne. This book is a delightful journey through the world of wine. Osborne asks each person he meets what taste is as it relates to wine. The answers prove insightful and at times hilarious. A Pocket Guide to Ontario Wines by Conrad Edgebeck. This book is the best book about Ontario wines I've read so far, and it's an essential guide for anyone who drinks these wines or who'd like to visit the region. It reviews the wines of all the province's wineries with concise, unbiased, and thoughtful tasting notes. It also includes advice on when the wines are ready to drink and background on the winemaker's approach. Mondo Cocktail: A Shaken and Stirred History by Christine Sizemondo. I love the way Christine includes so many interesting historical facts and juicy tidbits with each of her cocktail profiles in this book. The writer will teach you how to make the perfect mint julep, and in the process reveal how the drink is connected to the Civil War. Try making one of her fabulous cocktails, whether it's a margarita, a martini, or a sidecar. The Heartbreak Grape: In A Journey in Search of Perfect Pinot Noir by Marc de Villiers. Before the movie Sideways, Pinot Noir had found a following with the readers of Heartbreak Grape. Is the Nova Scotia author's only book on wine, and I wish he'd write more on the topic. But as he told me recently, he's sticking to drinking for now and other topics in writing. Fortunately, we have his take on one of the world's most seductive and silky red wines as told through the story of one of California's best winemakers, Josh Jensen of Calera Vineyards. The Oxford Companion to Wine by Jancis Robinson. I can't think of a more complete and well-written wine reference book than Jancis's Oxford Companion. It's a must for every wine library and includes information about all of the world's wine regions, grapes, styles, and terms. The Cork Jester's Guide to Wine by Jennifer Rosen. A lighthearted look at ordering, tasting, and enjoying wine. Jennifer has a wonderful sense of humor that makes wine accessible to all. The Great Canadian Beer Guide by Stephen Beaumont. Stephen isn't just Canada's best beer writer, but one of the best in the world. He has an intelligent, conversational tone that I enjoy whether I'm reading his journalism or his books, such as this one. Wine and War: The French, the Nazis, and the Battle for France's Greatest Treasure by Don and Petty Cladstrup. The story of how French winemakers were able to preserve their wines from the occupying Germans during World War II is expertly told in Wine and War. The French used such clever tactics as creating false cellar walls behind which they hid their best vintages, smuggling Allied soldiers out in their barrels, and passing off poor vintages to the German troops. It's a thrilling read for the history buff. Well, that's it for this month. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about them. There's more info on the book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, and my free e-newsletter at nataliemaclean.com. Tune in next month for another exciting episode, and in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its content are a copyright of Natalie Maclean, 2007.